Henry Ford Health's DEI and Childhood Transgenderism Practices Exposed. By Olivia Rondo on April 15, 2025. Detroit-based healthcare agency Henry Ford Health has been exposed for administering transgender treatments on minors, tainting care with diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies, and more by a nonprofit group accusing it of prioritizing politics over patients. Michigan's second-largest health system has deleted web pages promoting childhood transgenderism and DEI in an attempt to scrub its far-left footprints from the internet after conservative group Consumers Research launched a campaign against it on Monday, Breitbart News has learned. In one deleted article on how to support a transgender teen, Henry Ford Health staff directed parents to get help to allow their child to transition. When they're not allowed to transition, they may suffer from depression, anxiety, and an increased risk of inflicting self-harm, the article explained. We've latched on to this idea that gender is fixed. But we know in medicine that exploring your identity as it relates to gender is a normal part of growing up, Henry Ford pediatrician Dr. Maureen Connolly claimed. Henry Ford Health touts itself as one of the few health systems that treats any transgender individual, including minors. A webpage that still remains live says services available for adolescents include harmful puberty blockers and gender-affirming hormones. Another now-deleted page on the health agency's website detailed its DEI efforts, stating that diversity, equity, and inclusion are woven into the fabric of everything we do. Kimberly Dawn Wisdom, the agency's senior vice president of community health and equity and the chief wellness and diversity officer, believes that DEI is just the beginning. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are simply not enough. Diversity, equity, and inclusion alone can only mitigate the damage of the past, she wrote in 2021. To prevent the mistakes of the past from burdening our communities in the future, our ultimate destination must be justice. As part of its massive campaign to expose Henry Ford Health's far-left bias, Consumers Research put together a website, FordHealthExposed.com, and mobile billboards running outside its hospitals in Detroit and Macomb County. Images shared with Breitbart News also show stenciled sidewalk chalk messages around the Detroit location, as well as another billboard in Lansing, near the state capitol. Henry Ford Health is prioritizing politics over patients. Driven by gender ideology, Henry Ford has continued performing deeply harmful and irreversible sex change treatments on children and must be stopped, Consumers Research Executive Director Will Hill told Breitbart News. The hospital's deliberate mutilation of confused children's bodies is being done in direct defiance of President Trump's orders to eliminate the vile practice for good. Henry Ford Health has also committed to embedding DEI into every facet of its operation, elevating a radical ideological agenda above its fundamental duty to provide excellent scientific-based care, he added. Henry Ford Health has yet to publicly respond to the exposure other than by deleting web pages. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.